Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I am the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and a CEO of Anchored Media. This is another installment of our Secrets to Success series. And today I'm going to be talking about confidence as a secret to success. Now, confidence is defined as the state of feeling certain. And other definitions say a self-assurance. Some synonyms are belief, faith, you know, these things to where you are truly settled and comfortable and unmovable about something. And this is so important in business because, especially in this online world, and I speak about it a lot because we're on YouTube and we operate in this online space, it's very important to be settled and confident, not in just who you are, but confident in God as well. And so I want to talk about this for a second because as believers, it's very important that we are, number one, confident in God. Faith is defined as confidence in things hoped for, assurance about things unseen. And the Bible also says that it is impossible to please God without faith. So as believers, we should always be confident because of our faith. And if you're somebody that's going about life that wants to please God, faith is a prerequisite to pleasing Him. If you don't have it, you're not pleasing to God. And the severity of that is something to really keep in mind so that you can keep yourself in check, because that faith and that confidence in God and what He's called you to do is going to sustain you when the faith and the confidence that you have in yourself is relatively low. And this is something that I had to learn. Usually people have to learn about confidence with, they have to build up that confidence in themselves first, and then they build up that confidence in God. For me, I've always had a lot of confidence in what I'm able to produce. I have an anointing on my life to where I do everything really well. And I say that in the most humble way possible. But when I set my mind to something, I'm not only just going to do it, but it's going to be done in a very excellent way. And I've always been confident in my ability to produce. So when I got into doing business God's way and I had to get off my own high horse and truly be surrendered and humbled before Him, that's where my confidence began to take a hit, because I knew what I could do. Okay. But now I'm going into this new territory, doing things I don't necessarily want to do in an effort to be obedient to God. That was a little bit different for me. And so during that time, my confidence in myself in this new space is what began to take a hit. So when I changed the podcast over, I wasn't really confident talking about God, because this isn't what I want to do. And I told you I have the ability to do everything well. So the messages were great. You know, nobody was able to tell. I was very effective and was able to grow the platform at that time. But internally, I was just not really sure what was up. And because I'm someone who is a recovering overachiever, this period, I was in that period where God told me to shut my business down. I wasn't racking up the accomplishments I was used to doing. And so again, that took a hit at my confidence as well. And so I had to rely on my confidence in God that He wouldn't have me in this unfamiliar territory without seeing me through. And then as I began to walk with Him and just see what He's done in my life over the years, now, and I've always kept myself in check, and it came to a head, I think more recently, because I had gotten used to, it was like a switch. So like I said, I always had that confidence in myself and I knew that I could produce. So then when I start doing business God's way, that starts to take a hit because I'm in this unfamiliar territory. So then I start to build up this faith and confidence in God, and I'm seeing what He's able to do and I'm getting excited. But then when it came to believing in myself and thinking big and dreaming big and all of those things, I was still in that mindset of when He had to break me down in a sense to build me back up, or I was still feeling the soreness of that pruning season where I didn't know where my confidence in myself, I didn't feel comfortable in it anymore because I felt like it was doing a disservice to God.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. I need the right person with the right background who can move my business forward. If I wanted a candidate who matched what I'm looking for, I trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on these other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results that you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your posts for quality candidates so that you can reach the exact people that you want faster. And it makes a big difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 90% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs because you reach a bigger pool of quality candidates. I know for me, as we're going into this new year, I need some help, especially on the back end for this podcast. I would want somebody who has a history in digital marketing, someone who is very tech savvy, that is very experienced with different AI tools, specifically as it relates to content, somebody who's done this before. And here's the thing with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. I get people who fit that description. I'm not digging through resumes of people who've only edited one YouTube video 20 years ago. I'm getting actual individuals who know what they're doing. People who've done this before and can prove it. That's what makes the difference. You get people who are actually what you're looking for. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And I hope that makes sense. And it wasn't until recently where God was like, no, I need you to also believe in yourself. Go after the things. I know that you believe in me. I know that you trust me. Like, we've been through this proven, okay? I've taken many L's along the lines of obedience. And so seemingly L's to me. And so God was like, I need you to now be confident in yourself too. And not to the point where, and again, this is why he had to prune me, because I know that my flesh can go to pride quick. So God was just saying, it's okay to believe in yourself again. Believe in me, believe in yourself, keep yourself in check, and go out and do the things that I'm blessing you to be able to do. And having now that double confidence of trusting God and trusting myself, man, I promise y'all I could cry if I think about the things that God has blessed me to be able to do now and the moves I've been able to make in business and the things that we're just planning for and working towards is just at a different level. But I believe, again, that confidence is so important. And if you don't have it in yourself, have it in God. And to be real, I was confident in my abilities to produce, but I had a lot of other insecurity issues or whatever that had nothing to do with achievement. And so during that period where my trust and confidence was 100% in God and not really in myself, I had to work through some things, go to therapy, sit with a therapist, let them show me myself and break down why I do the things that I do, why I say the things I say, why my demeanor is this way or whatever, and help me deal with my baggage and my trauma that contributed to my vision of myself and my high achieving nature, because that was just a trauma response. And so for you, I would suggest, as you're building up that confidence, put your confidence and trust in God, and then also go to a therapist and really spend time with yourself to figure out where the lack of confidence that you may have, if you have it, comes from. If you have a lack of confidence in God, study His word. Get in faith-based settings where people who do have a confidence in God, who are able to really help you maneuver through understanding the word and how to pray and fast and build that relationship with Him for yourself so that you can have that confidence in Him. So I'm gonna stop it right there. Let me know in the comments, what are some things that you guys do to build your confidence in both God and in yourself? Something that you can do to really build your confidence in God is to keep God's track record. So we have a free spreadsheet that you can use, and we'll put it in the description. Just write down the answer prayers, the things that God has done, and to just help you, not just in your life, but you could go to Hebrews 11, and it has the Faith Hall of Fame with all of the people who had great faith. Study them. Study what God had did for them. Add that to God's track record to remind yourself, not just in your life, but in the Word. Affirm yourself in the Word. If you're struggling with self-confidence and your own abilities, Shonda Rhimes has a good book. I didn't read it, but the concept I like is The Year of Yes, where she just said yes to everything and put herself in these situations that she ordinarily would have said no to for various reasons. So I would suggest doing something like that too. Putting yourself in these situations where they force you to build your confidence. I've been in so many situations, I'd be like, on the inside, I'm like, what the heck is going on? How did I get here? What's going on? I'd be so confused inside. But outside, I'm cool as a cucumber. Inside, freaking out. But that situation just made me a lot more confident for the next situation. And so the same thing for you, putting yourself in spaces that build up that confidence in you. Of course, going to the Word of God and using the Word to edify yourself. So that's it for this video, y'all. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.